Welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey there, it's Dave. You'll never guess where I am, so I'm going to tell you. I'm actually sitting on a bench in Owings Mills Mall in Owings Mills, Maryland. Owings Mills is a suburb of Baltimore. It's a mall and it's the middle of the day. And here I am sitting on a bench, and you might notice, if I can just pan this around here, if you're watching the video of this, there's nobody here. Not one person. Not only that, and I'm sitting in the eating area. Not only that, in this entire mall, I think there are one or two stores open. And this is a large mall. This is the mall that we used to come to when my kids were infants and little kids. We'd come sit in this exact eating area right here, and it would be packed, packed full of people, families with kids, just sitting at tables, and old people congregating and hanging out, talking, sitting and hanging out for the day sometimes. Now there's basically nobody here. Why is that? Well, I'm not sure. They say, many people say, it's because soon after this mall was built, they built a subway system from the inner city of Baltimore out to the suburbs. And I don't know if this is correct or not. It's not my opinion, but a lot of people say that because they were able to carry people from the inner city, a lot of rough people, a lot of bad people, call it crime, increased, and the residents of this area stayed away from this upscale, and it was at one time a very upscale mall. Is that the reason? I don't know. But I will tell you one thing. It's basically a ghost town here. There's nobody here. I cannot understand why they keep this mall open. Right in the back of me is a little, one of those little toy rides you kids get on, and it looks like they're actually plugged in, and I'm almost eager to put a quarter in, maybe right now with several quarters, and see if I could take a little ride on that thing. I think it's working actually, but there's nobody here. Who is watering these plants? Who's cleaning this mall? Why are they keeping it open? I don't know, but I can tell you this, that I have some very, very good memories from this time of my life about 30 years ago, 1985, around the time the mall opened, somewhere right in that area, 1985, early 80s. But I'll tell you something, things change. Life goes on, nothing stays static. The mall is all but a ghost town, all but shut down right now. Everything changes. Our lives change. I'm thinking back when I was 30 years old, sitting at this mall with my young kids. Actually, my son was just born at that time. How 30 more years has gone by. 30 years has gone by. Now, back at the time when I was sitting in this mall when I was 30, I could not even imagine 30 years later what it would be like. Not only the mall, it would be a ghost town, but I'd be sitting here by myself on a bench with nobody around, everything shut down, boarded up, nothing going on here. And I'm sitting here with an iPhone and a selfie stick recording a video. That could not even been imagined 30 years ago, sitting with a selfie stick and an iPhone. Who would even understand what that even is? But here I am. It's been a crazy, crazy haul 30 years later, after 30 years since this mall's been open. And it's been crazy. I've been through some great times. I've been through some really, really tough times. And it's okay. It's okay, because right now I'm in a fantastic place in my life. A fantastic place. And I don't mean by fantastic place, I don't mean sitting in this ghost town of a mall. Although this is kind of fun. when my kids see this or listen to this podcast or watch this video, they're going to be amazed and they're not going to be able to believe what's going on with this mall. This is where they grew up. I think they came here as kids with friends all the time and roamed around and shopped in all the stores and ate in this eating area here, but there's nothing here now. So it's been a crazy ride. It really has been a totally crazy ride. And since the time this mall opened up, I've been depressed. I've been anxious. I was in a many-year horrible relationship with my parents. Not great with other family members. Went through a divorce. What else? You name it, I probably went through it. But my point is, I did not want to remain static. I did not want to remain static in the bad times. So whatever, there was something bad going on in my life, anything really, really tough going on in my life, I was focused on fixing it and making it better. If I were sitting here 30 years ago, sitting on this bench, you would see probably a heavier David Maddow, a maybe not as happy David Maddow, and a David Maddow that could not imagine how great his life would be 30 years later, age 60. If you would have asked me back then, I would have pictured age 60, I'd be tired, fatter, out of shape. I couldn't even imagine what I thought I'd be like at 60. And I probably would have been if I kept my life going in the direction it was going. But I didn't. Luckily, I don't know if it was luck or not, but I'll say luckily, I had dreams. I had visions. I had aspirations. I had goals. I knew where I wanted my life to go. And I was focused. And I was determined. And I would not settle for anything less than what I wanted, because you only live once. And like I said, I will say it right here, I've said it to you before, I'm not ashamed to tell you, I was through some very, very difficult times. Really tough times that I would never, ever want to live through again. But I made them better. I really did. How about you? Are you living through tough times now? Are you having money problems, relationship problems, family problems, work problems, weight and health issues? Sure you are. Because the reason I know you are is because almost everyone is. We're human beings and we are in this thing called life. And we've all got things going on. I'm gonna say to you, let's take care of them, let's fix them. Let's not just keep going on like this mall has been going on year after year after year for 30 years and sitting here now, desolate. If this mall could talk to you, it would say, I'm depressed, I'm tired, my life didn't go right. I wish I would have changed something years ago. Maybe I would have gone in a better direction. But I didn't make the necessary changes, and now I'm a failure. It's the mall talking. It's just the mall talking, it's not me. Look at this mall. It's a failure. What are they gonna do with it? I have no idea, but they've gotta do something because it can't stay like this. Can you stay exactly the way you are? I don't know. Should you stay exactly the way you are? Only you can really answer that. I don't have the answer. I'm not in your head. I can help you. If you want to ask me a question, I'm here for you. By the way, I do have an email address. It's rundrdave@gmail.com. rundrdave@gmail.com. I'm on Facebook, David Maddow. It's DAVIDMADOW. I've got a Facebook page also called The David Maddow Lifestyle Show. I'm here and I'm dedicating my entire life now. I'm dedicating my life to make sure that your life is better. Why am I doing this? Because I don't want you to end up the way this mall ended up. I don't want you to be empty. I don't want you to be out of business. I want you to be thriving. I want you to be happy. So your homework for today is identify one thing in your life that's just not going as well as you think it should. Just identify one thing. Let's make it easy. Identify one thing. What is it? Is it a relationship? Is it your health? Is it your weight? You want to get stronger? You don't love your job? Figure out what it is. Let's take one thing at a time. Figure out what it is. I want you to even press pause if you want to and just think. Close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. Don't do this if you're driving now. If you're driving, don't close your eyes. But if you're in a safe place, close your eyes. Clear your mind. Breathe in. Breathe out. Figure out one thing in your life that you know you can make better, but you just put it off or you've been afraid to do it. Just one thing, figure it out. Write it down. Write it down on a piece of paper, index card, a little journal. Write it down. And what I want you to do is every single day, look at that piece of paper. Look at that journal. Read that one thing that you know you want to change. Don't even obsess or stress out over how you want to make it better. Just read that one thing. And if you do it every day, I'm here to tell you that your brain will start to automatically figure out how to make it better. It will do it. I can't explain why. It has something to do with probably quantum physics. But a long time ago, I knew there were certain things I wanted to do in my own life. I had dreams, I had aspirations, and I wrote these dreams and goals down in a book. And I read them every single day. Every day, without failure. Every single day, sometimes several times per day. Every single day, I read my goals, my dreams, what I wanted to do every day. And I'm here to tell you that practically every single one of them became reality. Practically every single one. I'm also here to tell you that I'm no smarter than you. I wasn't born into a wealthy family. I'm not lucky. I just figured out how to make things happen. I'm not special. I'm a regular guy. No different than you. Unless you're a woman, then I'm a little different, but it's only because we're different sex, that's all. I figured out how to make things happen because I was sick and tired of living a certain way that I didn't want to live. And I was able to make things happen. To this very day, to this very, very day, I make things happen. I don't sit back and let things happen to me. I am the one that makes them happen. It takes strength. It takes perseverance. It takes dedication, focus. But it doesn't take money. It doesn't take being smart. It just takes knowing that you want to get it done so badly that you're not going to let anything get in the way. And no matter who tells you you can't do something or what they say, I don't listen. When people tell me, oh, Dave, this can't be done. No, there's no way you're going to do this. I shut those people down. I shut them out of my life because I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear negativity. I can get things done. I know how to get things done. And so can you. So can you. I promise you, you can get things done. So as I look around this mall, one more time. I have no idea what the plans are for this mall, whether they're going to raise the whole thing, explode it, implode it, burn it down. I have no idea. But I think its time has come and gone. Don't be Owings Mills Mall. Don't let it get to the point where nobody knows what to do with you. Take control. Take control of your life and take control right now. Are you with me on this? Are you going to do it? don't listen to this podcast or don't watch this video and say, that sounds like a good idea, but, or don't procrastinate, say, well, yeah, I might do it, but not now. Do it right now. As soon as this is over, if you haven't paused it yet, as soon as it's over, I want you to get that piece of paper out and write down the one thing right now that you're going to change, you're going to focus on making it better, the one thing. Because you know why? You've got to. You don't have a choice. You've got to do it now. I believe in you. I know you can do it. I'm putting my trust in you. I'm Dr. Dave. And I'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.